brought to you by the WZIP Sports Team.
This is Sports Power Talk Overtime.
Featuring in-depth interviews.
Someone brings a video up and was like, hey, look at this. And we all kind of watch it. And to be honest with you, we all just kind of like chuckled and just thought nothing of it.
Exclusive original content.
They do need Austin.
Every brand needs Austin. That's why SmackDown won. That's why SmackDown won. Oh, is because yeah. They got Austin Theory.
And of course, the hottest takes.
Kings Celtics.
Okay.
If we see Kings Sixers, I'll sell my dog.
Man, you heard it here first. Mitch Bates is going to sell his dog.
So get ready because it's time for SPT Overtime.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of SPT Overtime. My name is Jonathan Harsh, and I will be your host. And joining me today is the best women's dodgeball player here at the University of Akron and in all of the National Collegiate Dodgeball Association, and now a former teammate of mine. It is Alexis Schultz. How are you doing today, Alexis?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Very excited to be interviewing you on this great Wednesday. So to start off here, explain to the audience what is the NCDA and how is college dodgeball different from dodgeball back in like gym class in elementary and middle school?
So the NCDA stands for the National Collegiate Dodgeball Association. And basically just a bunch of schools all over the country that come together and play dodgeball. It's definitely a lot different than your typical gym class game because it's a lot more serious, even though it probably sounds like it's not. You think dodgeball, like, oh, it's like just a gym class sport. Like, no, it's extremely serious. Like, the rules are very precise and, like, there's, like, boundaries. You have to use a specific ball. If you think of, like, that 8.5 kickball you probably used in gym class, that's what we play with. Definitely does not feel good to get hit by it. So, yeah, a lot of fun. I think it's more fun than the gym class dodgeball because it's, like, for super sure, competitive. Yeah. So,
yeah, I agree with you there, especially, like, getting hit by one of those. And these people are throwing, like, 50, 60, 70 miles an hour. Like, it's crazy. Like, you get red marks by getting hit by these dodgeballs in this league. Like, it's crazy. It gets really intense, too. It's very competitive, I would say.
Yeah, no, I'm literally sitting here. I still have bruises from last weekend on my legs. Like, it's nuts.
Yeah, same here. My knees are like, oh, I should have worn knee pads, but my mistake. I have a bunch of bruises on my knee from falling. All right, so second question I got for you here is, what made you want to join the dodgeball club here at the university?
Before I came to Akron, I was actually looking to play softball at a couple schools. One of them was Akron and then a couple like D3 schools, but I decided that I didn't think I would have time for like NCAA softball at the Division I level being an engineering major. So I wanted to play club softball, and I get to the university and there's like no club softball team because the person who was running it had graduated, and they're like, oh, well, if you want to play, you'll have to run the team. And I'm a freshman coming into college. And I'm like, oh boy, like that's a lot. And my dad's like, oh, you should do it. And I was like, oh, yeah, like I could. And then I go to the recruitment fair at Akron called Roof Fest. And there's a table for dodgeball, which I had heard about through a friend's brother. And she's like, oh, yeah, they go to nationals every year. And it's so fun. And I was like, this is what they were talking about the entire time that she was talking about her brother. So then I came to the first practice. And since then, I loved it.
Awesome. That's great to hear. I've never heard that story. That's great to hear. Awesome. I didn't know. I figured you were a softball player just by how hard you throw the ball and how like skilled you are as a dodgeball player. So that does make sense that you played softball. What other sport would you have played if it wasn't softball or like dodgeball as a club sport? What other like club sport would you have played if you didn't do either of those?
So without either of those, I definitely would have played a club sport, probably like ultimate frisbee. I also did play basketball in high school. I don't know if they have a club team here, but I feel like ultimate frisbee. I used to play a little bit in high school. Like me and my friends would go on the turf and they'd have like glow bracelets, and we play under the lights sometimes.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah, probably frisbee.
Okay. That's a good pick. I like that. All right, so we got to talk about how you guys won the Women's National Championship, the very first one in the NCAA. So I just want to know, like, what was it like winning that championship and overcoming the 3-1 deficit against Michigan State to win that title? How was that feeling for you?
Oh, my God. It was amazing. It was electric. It was – when we came back, we started coming back 3-3, 4-3. We cheered like we just won that game, even though it wasn't even over yet. It was so exciting. And just, that's my first – not only is it my first Nationals, win ever for the championship game, it's, the entire league's first win. So just to have, that in history is huge.
Yeah, that'll never be forgotten. The very first one, that's such an incredible accomplishment.
No, I was watching that game back, and I was getting, chills. And just, all the coverage that it got to, all, the media, the photographers, videographers, I was shocked by how many people were so supportive of this brand new league. So,
yeah, that's so awesome. Yeah, good for you guys. And it got posted on the UAkron Instagram page. That's so awesome. So many people now we're recognizing the Dodgeball Club and the women specifically in the Dodgeball Club. So that's a very awesome thing to see for sure. So next one I got for you is, what has been the best moment in your Dodgeball career, other than winning that women's national title?
Best moment. I have a lot of great moments. Just any big wins, with the team is always fun. Beating Grand Valley at our home tournament was just so fun.
Oh yeah, we dominated that game.
Yeah, that was a team that nobody expected us to win, and that was just amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's so unfortunate we could have beat them in the national championship tournament in the co-ed division, but it's whatever. I mean, they've been the dynasty and probably the best college dodgeball program since the inauguration of the NCAA.
Yeah, they're a good team, which is why it felt so good to beat them like that.
For sure. But that was definitely a great victory. That was one of the highlights of the season, no doubt. So next one I got for you is, what have you done to make yourself in a better dodgeball player? How have you been able to improve your game?
So besides outside of dodgeball, I work out a lot and just stay active, lifting or going on runs or just doing other sports to stay active. I play a lot of racquetball with my dad. But specifically for dodgeball, I mean, we do have practice 2 times a week, as you know.
Right. Oh yeah.
But practice 2 times a week. But I'm also playing on 2 summer teams. The same 2 I played on last summer, I'm playing on this summer, the Rubber City Resistance and Cleveland Comets. So 1 women's league and then 1 co-ed pinch league. But just staying in the game, and even though we don't really practice over the summer, it's still great to get ball touches. And just you're playing in those summer leagues with the best of the best. So playing with people who there's mistakes I could make in a NCAA college level game that you cannot make over the summer. You're gonna pay for that mistake. So
right, yeah, that is for sure. I mean, definitely working out in the summer and the off seasons and doing the necessary stretches keep your arm going is definitely important, I would say, for sure.
Oh yeah, I bring that massage gun to every tournament.
Really? No, yeah, that's a good thing.
It's my saving grace.
Yeah, it can be very helpful for sure. All right, so who is a woman in sports that you look up to and why?
I would say Sis Bates. She played for the Washington Huskies for softball. So I played softball in high school. I played shortstop, and she also played softball, played shortstop, plays for Team USA. She's just an amazing player, always has a great attitude. Every photo that's posted online of Sis Bates, she's smiling ear to ear. She's just so happy to be there and just, spread joy through her sport. So I think the fact that she's able to do that, I would love to one day have that effect on people in the dodgeball community.
Oh yeah, that's awesome. I wasn't familiar with that name. I wasn't expecting you to throw someone out there. I had no idea who they were, but that's pretty cool. Pretty unique. That's a unique pick right there. So next I got for you is, what are your goals for next season, personally? Other than the team, what would you say is, your personal goals for next season?
Personal goals, I definitely, for the women's team, I want more leaders on the court. I feel a lot of times it's, I'll get out and then they don't – not that they don't know who to look to, because they all have, such great talent. And, I want to kind of step back a little bit and make sure that, everyone feels 100% confident in taking calls or, knowing the roles. And it also is it was the first year for the league, it was the first year for all of it, so it's a lot to take in. So I think now that they have that year under their belt, a lot of them, it'll definitely help with that. Also, a personal goal, probably going for more catches. I feel like I was definitely, like, throwing heavy this year, which, like, is fine, but just a way to improve.
Yeah, that's understandable for sure. I'd say you definitely get more outs, like, throwing the ball for sure. I mean, you're really good at it, throwing pretty accurate, I would say, though. No doubt.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, going off of that, what are your expectations for both, like, the Zips, like, co-ed team, as well as the women's team? Like, you were going off of that, but just a question to go off of that as well.
End goal, I definitely think we can bring home another national title next year for the women's for a pinch. We're losing PJ Antelik, like, amazing starter, we're also losing. Hard to find those people who really round out the bottom of a roster and, like, you can depend on. So, like, losing you, losing Brad, losing Casey, people who, like, we can depend on but aren't necessarily, like, the PJs of the team who get all the attention. Like, it's a big hit to the team. So I guess just we need to do well with recruiting and make sure that we're putting a lot of time and energy into that so we can really round out the bottom of our roster. Because I think with who we've lost, we still do have potential to finish, like, Final Four next year at Nationals.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So
I agree.
We're getting closer. 2 years in a row, just missed it. But
Yeah, we've been so close so many times, it seems. And definitely PJ specifically, huge leader on the court, great guy on and off the court. I mean, definitely a key part of our team. We always played the middle and was a great leader.
Absolutely.
So I feel like he's going to be the biggest loss. I'm going to be humble here and say I'm one of the ones that's not going to be as missed as much as those guys because of the impact specifically they have with the team. So I definitely agree with you there. And, I mean, they definitely – are due to get over that hump for sure. I mean, we've been so close, like, over the past 3 years. Like, it's been awesome to see the development of this team, and I definitely think we could see improvements next year, and I'm very excited to see that. So next one I got for you here is, what do you think the future looks like for the NCAA?
Well, the first thing, I know they were working on, like, an automated shot clock. So for those of you that aren't aware, dodgeball runs on a kind of like a basketball shot clock, how you have to shoot in under, like, a certain amount of time, or else it's a turnover. It's kind of like that with dodgeball. So if you don't throw in a certain amount of time, then it's a balls over and you give all the balls to the other team. And they're kind of working on, like, a automated clock. So usually you just have, like, people count, and they just count out loud at their, like, own pace, and they kind of have to match the other person on the other side of the court with all of the yelling, all of the screaming. So I definitely think that, like, the system of the automated shot clock that they're developing is going to be huge for the future of dodgeball. I could also see it eventually becoming, like, an NCAA sport, hopefully, because, like, it's so competitive, and it's a sport that, like, not many people play before coming to college. So I think that gives it, like, a bigger appeal to, like, people coming into college, and I think it's going to grow a lot in the next coming years.
Right, for sure. I completely agree. That's actually, like, what I was going to go on for, like, the next question is, like, do you think dodgeball will become, like, more popular across the country and become an official NCAA sport one day? I think that would be, like, awesome for the sport. I think, like, it's, like, a struggle, though, because there's been, like, schools now, like, elementary schools and middle schools that are, like, taking away dodgeball and, like, not even playing in gym class. So how do you think, like, dodgeball can, like, advertise itself to get, like, high school and college students to be, like, more involved in dodgeball and, like, want to participate in it?
Honestly, I think that'll come down to, like, the media coverage. Like, I think if people are, you know, the internet's so big these days, if people are on Instagram, on TikTok, and they see a super cool play on the internet, it's like, oh, I want to do that. Like, you can only advertise so much, like, on your campuses, because there's all the club sports are fighting for, you know, the best athletes at the school. But, like, on social media, if you have a reel that, like, blows up, people are going to be like, oh, like, I want to do that. I want to go to college, and I want to do dodgeball, you know?
Right, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah, definitely social media coverage is, like, huge in that part. I mean, that's, like, the biggest part nowadays in, like, marketing a sport, promoting a sport. So I think, and there's been some clips of the NCAA where they did go viral. So, like, that's awesome to see, and we want to see those women's clips getting shown out to the public as well, and, like, big market things like ESPN, Fox, stuff like that, those clips being posted on there, that'd be awesome to see.
Yeah, no, especially with, like, I mean, if you watch back any of the Nationals film, like, the commentary, the whole setup, like, I mean, even being at Nationals, and I'm looking up at this setup, and there's a camera, like, 30 feet in the air. How did it even get up there?
Yeah,
like,
that's so cool.
It looks very professional with, like, the way things are moving, so I think as long as we keep up with that pace, it'll definitely continue to grow very quickly.
Oh, yeah, for sure, and definitely, like, 3 years ago, like, my first Nationals, like, they didn't have, like, a bunch of cameras set up. And I don't think they had, like, commentary. Like, it was, like, pretty low-key and, like, not much going on. Like, you could tell it was just, like, just another, like, club going on with their sport in the gym. And, like, now it's, like, really going up there. And, like, the commentary makes it look a lot more professional.
For sure. And the scoreboard on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, that's for cool. Sure. I think it's a really cool setup to have there for YouTube. And, I mean, to see that on TV one day would be so awesome. And I definitely would watch that. Like, that'd be so cool. So, next one I got for you is, how have you been able to overcome adversity in the sport of dodgeball? Because we definitely had a lot, like, this past weekend with the national tournament going on.
I think just reminding myself that, like, the entire time, you know, I have my teammates to back me. I have my coach to back me. I have, like, the whole Akron community to, you know, back us. And it's hard when you have, like, fans like MSU who are so...
Right.
Passionate exactly, about their team yeah. in your ear, yeah. you know, it's part of sports, but you know, they get in your head, and it's nice to have like a team to look back on and know that like we worked all year for this, like this is what we've been practicing for, this is why our coach makes us run suicides at practice,
right? Like, for sure, yeah.
you know, so just like remembering that we put in this work for a reason and that we're all in it together and have each other.
Yeah, no doubt. And I mean, definitely the Michigan State fans were the most rowdiest and passionate fans at the Dodgeball Nationals. That was pretty crazy. Like, I didn't expect, like, that big of a crowd for them. So, that was wild. Especially, like, at Ohio State. Like, I thought more Ohio State would have more fans, but it was Michigan State who traveled the best and had the most, like, parents watching them. That was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yes. Next one I got for you is, like, going off of the adversity part. Like, have you ever gone, like, nervous before a match?
Oh, 100%, 100%. Almost every big match, I usually get nervous. But, you know, once you start playing, once you start playing and throwing, they kind of go away. So,
yeah, the adrenaline, like, kicks in and stuff. Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I've gone nervous before a match, too, so I completely agree, honestly. So, in your first year, did you, like ever get intimidated on the court by, like, the other players and, like, how hard these guys are throwing? Like, did you ever get intimidated by that?
So my freshman year, I think I probably had, okay, so there's basically, for those that don't know, there's a couple big aspects of dodgeball. Mm-hmm. One of them is throwing, but then the other catching, you know, if you catch, then someone comes back in. So I think I had a total of maybe 3 catches my entire freshman year.
Really?
I was scared to catch the ball. Well, I wasn't like scared. I just like didn't go for catches. But then, you know, once I started getting used to it, like, my sophomore year, I was like, this isn't so bad. Like, what am I doing? So I don't think I was necessarily, like, scared because I know I was, like, I threw a lot my freshman year and, like, wasn't scared of going up to the throw line, like, you know, with all the other people on the team. But more so when it was, like, they were throwing directly at me and I was like, okay, like, it's crunch time. I got to catch the ball here.
Right.
I'd say that was where I struggled and was, like, a little nervous. But I've definitely grown a lot since then. And, like, now I usually get a couple catches a tournament, so go only up from here.
Yeah, you definitely improved. I've seen you gained a lot of confidence and going for more catches for sure. Yeah. And, like, that's honestly been, like, the same for me. Like, I was pretty nervous my first year, like, going for catches. Or, like, I was too worried about getting hit in the face for, like, no reason. Mm-hmm. But I definitely built that confidence as well, same as you, and, like, going for more catches, I would say. So, like, next question I got for you is, do you plan on playing dodgeball after you graduate college in any way?
Yeah, so now with the new NDA League, National Dodgeball Association, I think I definitely will continue to do that. I could also see myself maybe, you know, playing for Team USA, who knows? A couple people in the NCDA play for them, and I think it'd be cool to, you know, play some different ball types, play foam, cloth, so... Yeah, I think so. I think I really like it. And as long as I, you know, if I stay in the area and I have a bunch of teammates I know I can already play with.
Definitely. Yeah, that'd be awesome for sure. Yeah, I definitely would like to as well. I've been interested in that. Talk about the NDA more and see, and like, how is that different than like the NCDA per se?
Yeah, so the NCDA is just a college league, and it runs, you know, from September through the end of the year. But the NDA is like a new, well, this will be the second year for it. It's basically the same ball type as the college league, but the lines are a little bit closer. And the cool part about it is you can play with, you know, alumni from like your school or from whatever school. You can mix teams. So, you know, say I go to Akron, but I want to play with somebody from Kent. You can do that over the summer, you know. You can play with your, like, my coach plays on my team over the summer. So it's just like, it's cool to see different faces, and the talent in the NDA is 10 times what you'll ever see in the NCDA, just because these players have like really honed in on, you know, their skills, because like, you know, they played dodgeball for at least 4 or 5 years before they even came to the NDA. So it's nuts. It's definitely more competitive, even though the NCDA is very competitive. Like, NDA is like, there's a lot of talent.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I remember watching one of those tournaments. It was pretty intense. And like, there was like people like in their past their 30s, like there's people like pretty old, like still balling out there. Like, they were doing great out there. Like, that was cool to see. And like, isn't that 8-on-8 and instead of 12-on-12 like you see for the NCDA?
Yes. Yeah, it is slightly smaller courts, slightly smaller numbers, but it definitely tires you out more because there's less people, but still a ton of fun.
Yeah. And is it the same, like, quarter amounts, like the halves still as long?
Ooh, I think they might be a little shorter. They're definitely shorter. They're definitely shorter, but I don't know the exact time, unfortunately. Okay.
Yeah, that's fair.
They're definitely shorter because the courts are smaller, but
yeah. All right. Yeah, I get what you mean.
The cool thing is, oh, sorry.
No, go ahead. You're good.
The cool thing is, though, that, you know, every tournament you go to with the NDA, it's like a trophied event. So, like, somebody comes out a winner. Whereas, you know, the college league, there are, like, big events. So, Ohio, their big trophied event is the Ohio Dodgeball Cup, where you play against all the other Ohio teams. But other than that, you go to a tournament, and you're scheduled to play 3 teams. And if you come out 3-0, you didn't necessarily win the tournament. You just, like, did good, and it helps your ranking. But, like, these ones, you come out with a trophy and possibly, like, a cash prize. So, or some kind of medals or something, which is cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. Definitely having incentives involved gets people even more motivated to win. So, last question I got for you here is, what advice do you have for all the women out there who are interested in playing dodgeball?
Oh, definitely just go for it. I know it probably looks so intimidating, but like, especially with the new women's league, like, I promise you it'll get better. And like, the only way to get better is just to keep practicing. And even if, like, you know, you didn't grow up playing softball and you don't think you have that much of an arm, like, you can be a huge impact on the court still. Like, I see it every tournament I go to. You know, like, girls just, like, sit back and catch, and they're, like, teams will literally be like, do not throw at that girl. Do not throw at that girl. I know I'm thinking of, like, specific people in my head who, like, will just, like, not throw at and leave them for the end because they're such good catchers. So, like, you don't have to be a good thrower to play, you know. And like, you can just try it out. That's my advice.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. Try it. I like what you said there, especially like, you don't gotta be a good thrower, you don't gotta necessarily be a good catcher, you just gotta be good at one of those. Or even you can be active on the court and be a great member of the team even if you're not the best thrower or the best catcher. So yeah, I do like what you said there. Well, Alexis, I'd like to thank you for being here. I really appreciate it, and thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Oh, yeah, of course. This has been another episode of SBT Rewind, and joining me today was
Alexis Schultz.
And I am your host, Jonathan Harsh, signing off.